For Cal in the end, it was a fairly routine 3 points, really.
Yeah, I'll take them every week if we can. No, but that was brought about by good play on a, to be fair, quite a difficult surface, you know, with the drive over weather and stuff like that. But I thought we, you know, we asked them on Wednesday night, obviously a very difficult game. We didn't really pass the ball as well as we could. So, you know, that was what we were trying to emphasise today, that we need to get back passing the ball. And when we do that, teams that want to work hard, you can work hard all you want when you haven't got the ball. And I think we need to start doing that more. I think teams become demoralised, and I think we saw that a little bit of that today. You've got to put your chances away, and you know we were able to do that today. But I thought some of the play was excellent from everybody. You know, we had a bit of a setback with Greg Stones coming off so early, but it gives us a chance to look at maybe something for the next few games with Dean Stott being injured. And Richard Battersby being able to go into that holding role. We were able to look at that and also a little bit later on and take off notes to give Wolfie a run up front on his own with people joining in, and I thought it was quite seamless. I thought it worked quite well. Obviously when you're 2 or 3 nil up, it's a lot easier, but lads, we've got good footballers in there, so I think it's important that we emphasise and keep working on the fact that we want to keep the ball and move teams around. If we do that, then good footballers will realise the chances will come.
Absolutely. And the update on the injury front, obviously, like I said, still off early doors, and then Kyle come up at the end.
We won't know until obviously things settle down, but Kyle's got a little bit of a tight hip. Greg had a tight hamstring and Jones had a tight groin, so it was more precautionary in all three cases, really. Just hope that there's no real damage done and I'll be fit for next week.
That's it, because obviously with the suspension we've got coming up, we need everybody available that we can get, really.
Yeah, we do. And it's one of them, just cross our fingers and hope and that everything will be fine. They'll get the right kind of medical treatment that's needed to try and get them ready for next week. Because we've got Saturday, Monday, haven't we? We're going to need to be tip top, to be fair.
Is it difficult playing against these teams who are struggling at the bottom, Whitby on today, more than, because they're going to come flying at you, and you need to be on top of your game?
Yeah, it's just a learning curve in respect of adapting to games as and when you need to, and I think we've done that in virtually every game. We've probably got it wrong with the Rushall game, but other than that, I think we've trusted ourselves to go and trusted the players to keep playing good football. And I thought some opportunities that we didn't really capitalise on, to be fair. And that's something we can learn from. But something that we'll we'll talk to the players about. We keep talking to them and keep encouraging them in the things that they do.
Just go.
Cheers.